Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antilila, Chapter 10, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepts prasadam from his devotees. Chapter 10 begins. Vande Sri Krishna Chaitanyam Bhakta Anugraha Kattaram Jena Kanapi Santushtam Bhakta Datena Shraddhaya. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is always pleased to accept anything given with faith and love by his devotees, and is always ready to bestow mercy upon them. Jaya Jaya Gaura Chandra Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhaktivinoda. All glories to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All glories to Lord Nityananda Prabhu. All glories to Advaita Chandra. All glories to all the devotees of Lord Chaitanya. The next year, all the devotees were very pleased to go to Jagannath Puri, Nalachala, to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Advaita Acharya Gosai led the party from Bengal. He was followed by Acharya Ratna, Acharya Nidhi, Srivas Thakur, and other glorious devotees. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had ordered Nityananda to stay in Bengal, but nevertheless, because of ecstatic love, Lord Nityananda also went to see him. Indeed, it is a symptom of real affection that one breaks the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, not caring for the regulative principles, to associate with him. During the Rasa dance, Krishna asked all the gopis to return home, but they neglected his order and stayed there for his association. If one carries out Krishna's order, Krishna is certainly pleased. But if one sometimes breaks his order due to ecstatic love, that gives him millions of times greater happiness. Vasudeva Datta, Marari Gupta, Gangadas, Sriman Sain, Sriman Pandit, Akinchana Krishnadas, Murari, Garuda Pandit, Budhimanta Khan, Sanjay Purushottam, Bhagavan Pandit, Suklambara Brahmachari, Nishangananda Brahmachari, and many others joined together to go to Jagannath Puri. It would be impossible to mention the names of them all. The inhabitants of Kalinagram and Srikanda also came, and they also joined. Shivananda Sain took the leadership and thus started taking care of them all. Raghava Pandit came with bags full of food prepared very nicely by his sister Damayanti. Damayanti made varieties of unparalleled food just suitable for Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to eat. The Lord ate it continually for 1 year. These are the names of some of the pickles and condiments in the bags of Raghava Pandit. Amra Kashandi, Ada Kashandi, Jala Kashandi, Nimbu Ada, Amra Koli, Angshi, Amakanda, Tairamya, and Atmasata. With great attention, Damayanti also made dried bitter vegetables into a powder. Krishnas Kaviraj Goswami says, Do not neglect shukta because it is a bitter preparation. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu derived more happiness from eating this shukta than from drinking panchamrita, a preparation of milk, sugar, ghee, honey, and yogurt. Since Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he extracts the purpose from everything. He accepted Damayanti's affection for him, and therefore he derived greater pleasure even from the dried bitter leaves of shukta and from kashanandi, a sour condiment. Because of her natural love for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Damayanti considered the Lord an ordinary human being. Therefore, she thought that he would become sick by overeating and there would be mucus with his abdomen. Here's Prabhupada's purport. Because of pure love, the devotees of Krishna, Ingaloka, Vrindavan, Brajabhumi, love Krishna as an ordinary human being like them. Yet, although they considered Krishna one of them, their love for Krishna knew no bounds. Similarly, because of extreme love, devotees like Raghava Pandit and his sister Damayanti thought of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as a human being, but their love for him was boundless. By overeating, an ordinary human being becomes prone to a disease called Amla Pitta, which is a product of indigestion characterized by acidity of the stomach. Damayanti thought that such a condition would afflict Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and therefore she cooked these type of vegetables and preparations and sent them to him. Text 20. Because of sincere affection, she thought that eating this shukta would cure the Lord's disease. Considering these affectionate thoughts of Damayanti, the Lord was very pleased. And here's a Krishna's Kaviraj cites a verse from the Kirata Arjuniya by Bharavi. Prabhupada mentions in his purport. Here's the verse. A dear lover strung a garland and placed it on the shoulder of his beloved in the presence of her co-wives. She had raised breasts and was very beautiful, yet although the garland was tainted with mud, she did not reject it, for its value lay not in the material things, but in love. Damayanti powdered coriander and anises, cooked them with sugar, and made them into sweetmeats in the shape of small balls. She made sweetmeat balls with dried ginger to remove mucus caused by too much bile. She put all these preparations separately into small cloth bags. She made 100 varieties of condiments and pickles. She also made kola santi, kola churna, kola kandi, and many other preparations. How many should I name? She made many sweetmeats in the shape of balls. Some were made with powdered coconut, and others looked as white as the water of the Ganga. In this way, she made many varieties of long-lasting sugar confections. She made long-lasting cheese, many varieties of sweetmeats with milk and cream, and many other preparations, such as Amrita Kapur. She made flat rice from fine, unboiled shalipati and filled a large bag made of nut cloth. She made some of the flat rice into puff rice, fried it in ghee, cooked it, sugar juice, mixed in some camphor, and rolled it into balls. She powdered fried grains of fine rice, moistened the powder with ghee, and cooked it in a solution of sugar. Then she added camphor, black pepper, cloves, cardamom, and other spices, and rolled the mixture into balls that were very palatable and aromatic. She took parched rice from fine paddy. She fried it in ghee. She cooked it in sugar solution. She mixed in some camphor and thus made a preparation called ukta or mudki. Another variety of sweet was made with fused peas that were powdered, fried in ghee, and then cooked in sugar juice. Camphor was added, and then the mixture was rolled into balls. I could not mention the names of all these wonderful eatables, even in a lifetime. Damayanti made hundreds and thousands of varieties. Damayanti made all these preparations following the order of her brother, Raghava Pandit. Both of them had unlimited affection for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and were advanced in devotional service. Damayanti took earth from the Ganga. She dried it, powdered it, strained it through a fine cloth, mixed in aromatic ingredients, and rolled it into small balls. The condiments and similar items were put into thin earthen pots, and everything else was put into small cloth bags. From small bags, Damayanti made bags that were twice as large. Then, with great attention, she filled all the large ones with the small ones. She then wrapped and sealed each and every bag with great attention. The bags were carried by three bearers, one after another. Thus, I have briefly described the bags that have become famous as Raghavera Jali. The superintendent for all these bags was Makaradwaj Kara, who kept them with great attention, like his very life. Thus, all the Vaishnavas from Bengal went to Jagannath Puri. By chance, they arrived on the day when Lord Jagannath performed pastimes in the water. And we shall end here and soon continue, Krishna willing. Hare Krishna.